Unit 6. See the world. 6.8. The impact of tourism.
The Maldives is a long chain of over 1,000 tiny coral islands in the Indian Ocean. There are 26 atolls extending over 800 kilometres north to south and for 100 kilometres east to west. There are 300,000 Maldivians. Bob Allison has just returned from Mali, the capital. Bob, not all the islands are inhabited, are they?
No, Polly. 200 of the islands are inhabited, and even these are very small.
Mm.
About 75 of these are developed as resorts and are off-limits to the general population. Likewise, their islands are generally off-limits to tourists, so special permits or organised tours are the only way of visiting them. Tourism only came to the country in the 1970s. Until then, the people lived from fishing and products of the coconut palm. As little else will grow in the poor soil.
Right.
The people are all Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
A strict dress code applies, and immodest dress is offensive to Maldivians. Maldivian staff are not allowed to serve alcohol. Special staff from Sri Lanka or India have to do that.
Right. And what kind of people go there?
Well, the resorts in the Maldives attract tourists with promises of the last paradise on earth. And if your idea of paradise is a pristine tropical island with swaying palm trees, pure white beaches and brilliant turquoise lagoons, then the Maldives will not disappoint. It's also a major destination for scuba divers who come for the fabulous coral reefs and the wealth of marine life. But it's not a place for low-budget backpackers or for people who want to travel independently and live as the locals do. Most of the people who visit the Maldives are from Europe, mainly from Germany, Italy and the UK. It's a 12-hour flight from Europe. And 500,000 tourists visit the Maldives each year.
And what is unusual about tourism in the Maldives?
Well, the unique feature of tourism in the Maldives is that it is carefully managed. The country's tourism master plan identifies both the underwater environment and the Robinson Crusoe factor as major attractions, but these are not seen as compatible with large-scale, low-budget mass tourism. The lack of local resources makes it necessary to import virtually everything a visitor needs, from furniture to fresh vegetables. So the Maldives cannot really compete on price.
Mm.
The strategy has been to develop a limited number of quality resorts, each on its own uninhabited island, free from traffic, crime and crass commercialism. The Maldivian tourism strategy also aims to minimise the adverse effects of tourism on traditional Muslim communities.
Right.
And tourists can make short guided visits to local fishing villages, mm-hmm. but must then return to their resort. Most are satisfied with this glimpse of local life and culture, but to stay longer or to travel to atolls outside the tourist zone requires a good reason, a special permit, and a local person to sponsor the visitor. And most tourists come to understand the restrictions after a short visit to an accessible island. It's difficult to imagine how isolated Maldivian communities would benefit from extended stays by uncontrolled numbers of tourists.
And how successful has this strategy been?
Well, like it or not, this highly regulated tourist industry has been enormously successful. There are more and better resorts, a steady increase in visitor numbers, and a minimal impact on the natural and social environment. The Maldives is internationally recognised as a model for sustainable, environment-friendly tourist development.
But there must be some disadvantages.
Yes, there are. Most of the resort staff have to live on the resort islands. Their homes are often on distant islands, difficult to reach from the resort islands, and they can only go back there from time to time for short breaks. It's easier for staff who live in Mali who can get back to the capital more easily.
Mm.
Still, the work they do is not unpleasant and may be preferable to emigration.
Sure.
The country is heavily dependent on tourism. There are also small clothing factories and fishing. Almost everything the tourist needs has to be imported, apart from coconuts and fish. Each resort island has its own diesel generator for electricity. Water is produced from seawater in desalination plants on each resort island. And these costs are sure to rise in the future. And will tourists be willing to pay more for holidays in the Maldives?
Mm.
That's the question. And there are probably more serious problems.
What are they?
Well, first of all, El Niño. Coral is vulnerable to changes in sea temperature. When the sea temperature rises above 22 degrees, the coral turns white because it expels the minute organisms that live within its hard limestone core. These organisms cannot tolerate a rise in sea temperature of over 1 to 2 degrees centigrade for more than a few weeks. The beautiful colours of the coral are no longer there, and divers are disappointed.
Right.
And this is happening all over the Pacific and Indian Oceans, not just in the Maldives.
Mm.
Now, the other problem is global warming. The average height of the islands above sea level is only 1.6 metres. And coral islands are vulnerable to a rise in sea level. A big wall has been built around Mali to protect it from the sea, but that may only be a temporary solution. As the sea level rises, by the end of the century, some islands will be under the sea.
So, go there while you still can?
Yes, I think so. Start saving up now.
Mm.